Oh.
Yeah.
I actually tried to play this on guitar.
Here we go.
Well, say what you want to about Ozzy Osbourne, but Randy Rhoads could play the guitar. Okay. He was good, right? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Who?
Very good.
Randy Rhoads.
Noble English.
Randy Rhoads was the guitarist responsible for all those great licks in the Ozzy Osbourne heyday. All right. Here we go. I'm upset all over again.
Again?
Yes.
Now what?
I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night.
Oh yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning.
Radio on demand. It's all right.
What is up with the idiots? I mean, is it a trend? Is it an epidemic?
What?
Is it contagious?
What?
What is
diapers?
Wrong?
Diapers. People leave the diapers.
More diapers.
More diapers.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People, radio on demand. It's all right.
We go to Wisconsin on our vacation.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice vacation. We're on freaking vacation.
Yeah.
We pull into the gas station to get gas and a drink and use a restroom and refresh ourselves for the voyage ahead of us.
Yes.
Together as a family, driving off into the great America. The great American drive. I mean, from the 50s, you know, driving cross country was that's what you did. You got in the car together as a family and you drove out. We even have a station wagon. We got it all, man.
Yeah.
Diapers in the parking lot of the gas station. You know how many trash cans are in the parking lot of the gas station?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's
yeah.
like five trash cans within, and none of them within 50 feet of one another. Who changes the diaper of their child at the gas station and leaves the diaper in the parking lot at 110 degrees?
Oh, gross.
Well done.
You giggle like you did it.
Now, you know I ain't got no munchkin like that.
You've got a little munchkin running around. It's not yours, but it's always there. Might
true,
as well be yours.
True.
Marcus, is that his name?
Marcus, yes. Okay.
So I'm just in awe. I mean, it's not, I thought maybe it was some, you know, I just happened to catch one doofus who did it a couple of times here in town,
right?
You know, or something. But no, it happened in Oklahoma on our way up. Mm-hmm. And then again, in Wisconsin, when we were there.
He's following you.
They are.
They heard
what is
the
wrong
podcast.
With people?
They heard the podcast and they're following you around, Brad. Better watch.
They're just following me around and leaving diapers for me.
It's your fan club.
It's your poop fan club.
It's the crappy fan club. There you go.
Yeah. It's a festering evil. Okay. So I'm on a mission now to hunt these people down and kill them. I've thought about it. I considered it. I weighed my options. I think if I go to prison, and I'm there, and you know, I would totally suck at prison. Okay, I mean,
you could not make it in prison, my friend.
No. But if I go there and the big man comes to me, you know, and says, "Are you Nancy?" and I would say, "No, I'm not Nancy," because you know why I'm here. And he would look at me and he would say, "Why are you here, boy?" You know, and I'd say, because I killed somebody who left a diaper, dirty, poop-filled diaper in a parking lot. He would be my bodyguard. He would pat me on the back and tell me that everything's going to be fine.
You think so, huh?
Yes.
I'm thinking he probably left her in the parking lot.
No. Like he would probably say those. He would look at me and he goes, "Those people deserve to die," because anybody with any reason at all would agree with me that it's justifiable homicide. I think the judge wouldn't even send me to prison. He'd call it justifiable homicide. That's what I think.
Oh, man.
So I actually advocate that if you see somebody leaving a poop-filled diaper in the parking lot, you're free to kill them.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Yeah, I think God would be okay with that.
We love you, Brad. We'll come visit you.
I'm out.
I think God would be all right with that. I think that he would forgive you for that.
You should pray for them.
Yeah, you should pray for them.
That God would give them common sense.
While you're heading at them at 60 miles an hour in your truck.
Wait a minute. Don't you think it'd be better
to pray for them?
Beat them over the head with the poopy diaper.
Yeah, but then you're liable to get some poop on you, and that's a whole nasty thing, and then you got to go to jail.
Soap and water.
You beat somebody over the head with a diaper. It's just, then you're in the paper, and it's just a mess. You know.
Wouldn't be in the paper for killing someone?
Yeah, but as a hero.
If your mind is warped, I'm going to pray for you.
Okay, I understand. Stephen was our example, right? I mean, right? Stephen was our example.
Who was stoned.
He was stoned to death for Christ. Mm-hmm. Okay, but they didn't throw poopy diapers at him, did they? Because he wouldn't have said that if they were throwing poopy diapers at him. Rocks I can take. Poopy diapers I can't take. God doesn't expect us to take poopy diapers being thrown at us or being left in the parking lot, or he would have had Stephen.
That's why you're getting all this happen to you, is because you say, I can't do it. So that's why. I mean, who else? I have never run into a stinky poopy diaper in a parking lot. Have you? Mm. You have? Well, yes. That must be a Texas thing, because you just don't do that.
I'm doing this show because it is a nationwide epidemic.
New Jersey?
We're talking about interstate diapers here. Interstate diapers. That's what we're talking about.
Interstate diapers.
Yes. That they're not just in Texas. I saw them in Oklahoma, and I saw them in Wisconsin. John seen them in New Jersey.
New York.
That doesn't happen in New Jersey.
Because people would kill them. That's why.
It would be a mob hit.
If more people took that position, we would have less of these parents who are obviously not capable of raising children. Because if you do that, there's no telling what you're doing. You maybe get, you know, it's time to give them their daily vitamin, their little chewable vitamin, and instead you give them a suppository.
Okay, but I'm not defending them.
Yes.
Just try to look at it through the eyes of Jesus for a minute.
Okay.
Perhaps they have to leave the diaper there because they can't leave their child that they just changed.
What?
They can't leave their child alone.
You're defending them?
I'm looking at them through the eyes of Jesus Christ at the moment, okay?
Then put the diaper in the seat next to the child.
In the car?
Yes.
Why? It's hot and sweaty in the car.
Turn the car on, drive to the trash can, and throw the diaper away like every normal else human being on the planet. Put the diaper in the trunk. Put the diaper on your antenna outside the car. I don't care what you do with the diaper, but don't leave it in the parking lot for the next poor slob to drive over. So there you go. Brad McFadden advocates death. To dirty diaper leaving people in the parking lot.
See, you scared Mark away. Now he's running into the
car. That's fine. No, that's okay. That's okay. I will not go the next step. I do not advocate death for people who don't agree with me on this. I don't do that. But I respect dissenting votes, you know, and other opinions on this. I'm just saying, for me personally, this is a religious belief, and
a religious belief.
I claim the amendment thingy there.
I think they're following you.
They're following me and leaving diapers ahead of time. That's not following.
Maybe
me.
It's
that's
a trail.
Preceding me.
Maybe it's a trail. But maybe
they want me to follow. They're like leaving little breadcrumbs for me.
Yes. You're groupies. They're looking for you.
Bum crumbs. A disgusting thought. Poop groupies. I have blood-sucking goats and poop groupies. I'm not doing something right. I'm just not.
It's a good thing everybody knows you're kidding.
It is a good thing. It is. I hope it's a good thing everybody knows I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're sleeping here tonight.
I'm not testifying in anybody's trial who kills somebody.
Gracie, you won't borrow my knife.
This is a disclaimer. Brad's just kidding.
Please be 18 and not cite me in any court case.
That's right.
Only kidding.
If you decide to take this advice.
Otherwise,
shock value only.
What?
You'll be on the prayer forum otherwise.
Yes.
pray for Brad. He has just been arrested, or we'll see you on CNN or something. Scrolling across the little bar on the bottom. Oh, man arrested from Texas from Sulphur Springs.
Yeah.
For killing.
Well, okay, can I at least say that I think it deserves a death penalty then? We shouldn't maybe do it ourselves as vigilantes, but we should pass a law that these people should be put to death?
No, I think that's a bit extreme.
You think that's extreme as well?
Yes.
I'm calling for a lawful solution to the problem.
Put them in a room with all the crappy diapers and make them sit in there for hours without
air conditioning.
There you go.
That's a natural consequence. Mm-hmm.
That's a natural consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Making them sit in a room with a bunch
of
diapers.
Why don't you just pray for them? That's always helpful.
Okay, let's pray for them right now. Lord, I'm very serious when I say that you need to deal with me with this because I have hatred in my heart for these people. And it's not good. It's not good. So please change them. Help them to understand that this is selfish behavior. It is they're not considering the preciousness of others. They are not treating others as they would have them be treated. And they certainly are not loving you with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind. So that said, please deal with my heart. And please deal with them as well. There. That's as sincere as I can be.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you have it. We're going to have a short show because we've done two 40-minute shows this week. So we're going to cut this one a little short so we can get to bed tonight. I got to play exit music, don't I? Join us tomorrow when Big John says...
What?
I actually had something tonight, too. That's right.
John, I'm not going to go to you again.
You should have forewarned me.
I alley-ooped you, and you tripped over your own shoelaces.
Well, they're big shoes and shoelaces.
All right.
You don't have shoelaces.
Okay, well, we were going to end
early, leather.
But now we got to start all
how
over
how do you trip
here.
Over
we
that?
We had the flow going. We were leading right into it. And then just, wham, we hit a wall. We hit a Big John wall.
Big John wall. Splat.
All right, let's try this again.
Like
ready?
A poopy diaper on the wall.
Let's try it. Here we go. Ready? Join us tomorrow when Gracie says...
Good night, Gracie.
That's what you came up with?
Yes, I did.
You were all proud of yourself and everything.
I had something, okay? That's all that counts.
We love you, Tim.
Is that... Oh, he came up with something. Oh.
Yeah, but it wasn't the right time. I didn't throw it to him.
I don't know what to say.
He just interjected.
This isn't my thing.
This isn't your thing?
No. I listen. I don't...
You have headphones on and a microphone in front of you.
Well, I'm used to the microphone because I use them all the time, but...
Okay.
Sing. I'm not singing.
Okay. All right. Well, sing something. Tune in tomorrow when Gracie sings.
I'm not singing.
Golly, I swear these people he is like
they're dropping the packets.
Tune in tomorrow when John pulls this out of his nose. I give up, people. Bios.
Bios. Bios.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.